This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
During the third presidential debate, I asked both candidates about their willingness to accept the results of the election. Here it was.
Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense. Okay?
Well, Chris, let me respond to that because that's horrifying.
One, as you remember, at that time, Democrats were outraged at Donald Trump's response. But aren't they engaged, as Carl suggests, in exactly that now, refusing to accept the results of the election and trying to undercut the legitimacy of Donald Trump as our next president?
Well, there's no question. Democrats run the risk of looking like hypocrites, given what happened at that expertly moderated debate in October.
Pretty good.
But in fairness, you know, at the time, what was on the table was the idea of voter fraud, and it was being pushed by Republicans and Trump. Oh, there's so much voter fraud in the country that the race could be tossed to Hillary Clinton illegitimately. He could win the popular vote and be denied the, all this. That's what he was responding to. Now we're dealing with something else, which is about Russian interference in the democratic process and tilting the election and the news coverage against Hillary Clinton and for Donald Trump. So when we come to the Electoral College now, you got to remember the Founding Fathers. I just finished a book about the Founding Fathers. Founding Fathers did not design the Electoral College to be a rubber stamp. To the contrary, they think the electors should have the capacity to exercise some discretion. Do I think that a coup is going to occur tomorrow? Absolutely not. But it's not the case to say that it delegitimizes Donald Trump for people to ask questions.
Well, Michael, you're a
One way ends along with Chris Wallace on the Sunday show. We work ourselves up over this whole situation about what the Russians did or didn't do. You know, it's almost like ISIS. You know, you make them bigger than they actually are. We don't know. I think we should know. I think it is time for us to look into this. There's been lots of suggestion and innuendo, not just in this cycle, but for decades now, regarding the credibility of the election process. Why not look into this? Why not have a bipartisan or an independent, entity come in and really look at it and tell us, okay, what actually happened? The good news, Scott, is that not everybody is all geeked up and into all the minutia of the election process that they would be swayed, you know, so dramatically, by the Russians. I talk to this, like, you know, they hear about it. It's anecdotal, but, you know, no big whoop, you know, but it's a big whoop amongst, the pundits and, you know, those of us that follow this thing. So I think maybe after all it's said and done, it's a big yawn. But, more than anything else, and as Juan Williams says, it makes the Democrats look like they're a bunch of hypocrites because here they are trying to hold to, including the president, hold to the veracity of the process, and that needs to be protected. I don't mind the questions. I think the questions are welcomed. You know, what are your thoughts? You know, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think that, it's worthy of looking into independent? You know, can we really get down to the truth, or is it going to be another typical, government kind of thing? That's one of the things I wanted to ask Kreskin is maybe, this next year, maybe we'll find out who really did kill President Kennedy, maybe the truth of that will finally come out, even though the government continues to hold back millions of documents on that. Wouldn't that be nice that we would actually get through to all the minutia and all this confusion and everything and get down to the facts? Because that's what this is all about. And this is what this show is all about, is that we're trying to, filter through all this noise, the fake news and everything that's out there. And let's base our opinions on facts and truth. And so that's why our commitment to pursue truth, no matter where it leads, is so critical, I believe, and important for the future of our countries. This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Thank you for getting involved in and tweeting us at B Martinez Live. DJ liked our tweet and tuned in to Dylan Thomas and our conversation about Hillsong United, the release of their new DVD and Blu-ray disc, which is going to be released tomorrow. And by the way, we're going to be giving it away, and we'll give you a chance to win that. We've got several to give away. All you got to do is send me an email, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, put me in the hoppa. I want one of those DVDs. This is Hillsong, Let Hope Rise, the movie from Hillsong United. I'm telling you, there's no way you can come away from watching this movie and not have goosebumps on top of goosebumps. It is really, really special. So drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, put you in the hopper. We'll get you in there. We're going to be giving these away before Christmas, okay? Let's see. You know, Jeff Kemp, America, good old days, tweeted us about Jeff Kemp. We need to talk to God. We need to thank him. Again, just keep those tweets rolling at B. Martinez Live. Joe Parker is with us right now. He's a self-help educator, top-selling author of The Rise of the Chosen Ones, How to Choose Yourself for Greatness. And, you know, think about it. You can choose yourself for greatness. And we're going to be talking about the classic movie myths, the myth of the chosen one, which has been handed down throughout history. These rare individuals are supposedly selected for greatness from a higher source and possess knowledge, wisdom, and skills that others do not. You know, where does truth begin and end there? Joe Parker, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about the classic movie myths, you know, like the Chosen One. You know, what are you saying?
Well, let me start out with kind of setting the stage here. I want to talk about the difference between strategies and personal beliefs and why personal beliefs are so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Most people go after success or whatever it is in life by focusing on strategies. Okay. So business strategies, we see that in schools, colleges, work courses, seminars. Everybody's focused on a strategy. There's real estate courses, there's stock option courses, there's internet marketing. There's all kinds of strategies that are out there that people are focused on. And they're thinking that if I find the right strategy, you know, the right one for me, the correct strategy, that it's all going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And what we find is that these strategies only work for a small amount of people, okay?
Okay?
So very few people who go to these courses can actually take the material and go out and be successful. So you know, you have to ask, you know, why is it
that exactly? Yeah, why?
These strategies work for so few people. And in my opinion, the reason for that is because what they ignore is that they never focus on the personal beliefs of the students, okay? because everybody brings their own set of personal beliefs with them about what they're capable of, about what, you know, they can and can't do, how worthy they feel about success or happiness in their life. And what happens is that many people will bring strategies to these courses that are not in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what will happen is that as they go through this, they will sabotage themselves. Because knowledge alone is not power. If knowledge was power, then everybody who was in college and universities would all be wildly successful. And we know that's not the truth.
Right.
Right?
Well, Joe, hang on just a second. Let me pause here for just a second, because you touched on something that I want people to make sure they get their brains around. One of my dear friends, and I got to say, he's been a mentor to me in many ways, Dr. Bob Marshall. He exposed this truth to me. And it was most incredible, and I had to think about it and step back and think, you know, just what you said, that some people just will not allow themselves the ability. They sabotage themselves before they even get started because they, for some reason, they think they're not worthy to achieve greatness, to achieve the very thing that's waking them up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's just something is missing from the calculus that keeps them and impedes their way, and they fall victim to it time and time again because they're, you know, for whatever reason, they just don't want to fight through that false pretense.
Well, that's very true because, see, beliefs are immensely powerful in our lives, okay? We want to be right about our beliefs, no matter what they are. If they're positive beliefs or if they're negative beliefs, we have this innate ability that we have to be right about it. So if we have a negative belief or a not worthy belief or something like that, we're going to be right about it, and we're going to make sure that we fail, make ourselves right about that. So that's why when you're focusing on strategies versus personal beliefs, if you want to be more effective, focus on changing those personal beliefs, bringing them into alignment with the strategy, and then what will happen is that you won't be standing in your own way. That's
right.
What happens is that it's not the strategy that holds us back. It's what we're unable to do, incapable of making ourselves move forward. It's those emotional roadblocks that we get due to our personal beliefs that hold us back. Okay?
Joe, you know, there's some empirical evidence. I mean, even you could extrapolate it from, you know, some Department of Labor study that would agree with this. And, you know, you'd have to interpret it and take maybe a little bit of license from what the empirical evidence would show, but it would show that probably, you know, you're looking at about 10% of people who have a dream, roughly, well, 10% will actually realize that 90% for one reason or another will fall victim to what you're talking about.
Well, I think that's very true, and I think the reason for that is because so few of us get those messages in life that we're capable, that we're successful, that we're smart, that, you know, we're worthy. Whatever it is, most of us will get negative beliefs passed down to us from our friends and family, you know, people who mean well, but they're just trying to, like, you know, lower our expectations in life because they don't want us to be hurt, right?
Right.
So
right.
What happens is we accumulate all of these personal beliefs. Actually, a lot of them are not even our own, but they come from outside of us. And when we bring those to a strategy or anything in life, a relationship, you know, anything that we want to be successful at, if we have beliefs that are not in alignment, we will sabotage it. All right?
Exactly. Like somehow we don't deserve it, right?
Absolutely. You know, worthiness is one of the worst or the most negative personal beliefs that you can possibly have, and most of us have the "I'm not worthy" personal belief. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of these business strategies don't work. So let me kind of walk you through what I call the five personal attainment levels that are in my book. And what this is it's a way to kind of put your personal beliefs in alignment with what you want and how to go after it. Okay?
Well, I'll tell you what, before we get into it, that is a good tease for this next segment. We're going to take a look at the five personal attainment levels that's in your book. We're talking with Joseph Parker. Joe Parker's an author, radio host, cybersecurity expert, founder of Program Your Life Radio, who lives in Washington State. He is a published co-author in Here's How I Did It, and author of The Rise of the Chosen Ones, How to Choose Yourself for Greatness. Joe, real quick here, because we got to go to break. Where can they go for more information?
Go to riseofthechosenones.com, and you can get everything you need about the book and all the other things that I'm doing right now.
Well, more from Joe Parker on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night.
with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as
your program,
big as a
your
kite.
Calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez. Live.
A little crooning Christmas music, huh? Just in time and perfectly fit for the holidays. Hey, good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Joe Parker is with us. Joe is an author, radio host, cybersecurity expert, founder of the program Your Radio, Your Life Radio, who lives in Washington State. Joe, before the break, we started to break down the five personal attainment levels, so I wanted to give you plenty of time to break that down for our audience.
Okay, sure. So let me just say that when I started, you know, looking at the personal development area, the personal growth space, and how to change my beliefs, what I realized is that even though there was a ton of material out there, there wasn't a really good framework on how do you move through all the concepts. I mean, there are whole books just on one concept. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it's very confusing, and you don't know whether or not you're making any progress. So what I wanted to do was put together kind of a structure so that you could figure out how to get through and when the concepts are needed and at what level. So that's where the five attainment levels came from. And it's also a way to align your personal beliefs with success and happiness in your life. So the first one is the initiate level. At the initiate level, you are becoming aware of your own mind and how powerful it is, okay? And you're also becoming aware of your past. So you kind of have to look back on your life and go, okay, what are the significant events in my life that affected me? And what do I believe about myself, and what do I believe about the world, okay? Mm-hmm. And what you'll find is there's typically a lot of negative beliefs that are in there, okay? But you also have to be aware of your subconscious mind, you know, your comfort zone, how it kind of restricts you, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And then define areas for improvement. Figure out what it is that you want change in your life, okay? Mm-hmm. Once you can do that and commit to it, you can move up to the novice level. Now, the novice level is probably the most important level. It's because there's two critical things that happen here. Three critical things. One is you choose yourself for greatness, okay? Because we have to make that decision for ourselves. We can't wait for other people or other events outside of us to do that. It is an inner decision. It's not an outer decision. We are all chosen, okay? It's just a question of whether or not we're going to believe in ourselves and take action. Now, one of the most critical things that we need to do is at this level is to accept ourselves, okay, with all of our flaws, whether we're tall or short or fat or whether we're smart, not smart, whatever it is, whatever physical or mental defects that we have in our lives, we have to accept them, okay, because if we don't accept ourselves, we'll always be beating ourselves up over it, okay, and that's not productive to have a success in your life. So
right. That's
a critical thing. Accept everything about yourself, okay? And what you'll find is that, you know, you're like everybody else. Nobody has a perfect life. Nobody got all of the physical characteristics and mental characteristics. So
right. Once
you do that, it makes life a lot easier. Now, the most critical piece, though, is to forgive yourself, okay? Because what happens is as we go through life, we get this laundry list of things that we feel bad about, mistakes that we were made. You know, whether it was a divorce or a job or a relationship or you know, whatever it is, we all make mistakes. And what happens is if we don't forgive ourselves for this, we walk around in life beating ourselves up, feeling bad about it, and then sabotaging ourselves, like we talked about earlier, okay? So what we have is we have these personal beliefs that are not in alignment with success because we're hanging on to them because we have not forgiven ourselves for the past. So once we can completely forgive ourselves, what happens is our beliefs change, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're no longer hanging on to the past. We're no longer beating ourselves up.
Right.
So then the miraculous thing happens is then we can move up to what I call the magic level, the apprentice level. This is where you get to recreate your life, okay? You decide who you want to be, what you want to do, how much money you want to make, where you want to live, what kind of relationship. And now you don't have limiting beliefs that are holding you back. You can do whatever you want at any level you want, okay? You can go after those dreams, and because now you have personal beliefs that are in alignment for it, okay? So then you move up to the journeyman level. The journeyman level is the action level, okay? You set goals and you set a vision for your life based upon what you chose at the apprentice level, and you go after it. And now all the business strategies suddenly become effective because your beliefs are in alignment. Things like leverage, things like intellectual property, dynamic value, win-win, all those, you know, real estate courses and all that stuff now becomes effective because you're not hanging on to the past. You're not hanging on to beliefs that aren't productive, okay? Right. So then ultimately what we all want to be is a master, okay? This is where we've gone out and we've accomplished our goal and we become a teacher. We give back. We lift other people up. And then we can go after whatever it is that we want next in life.
Wow.
So,
well, that breaks it. That's a great, I mean, you talk about a system and process, and I would suspect the first thing and the first benefit of this is to determine where you are in any one of these five levels, right?
Yes. Yes. Actually, I have a quiz on my website, programyourlife.org, where you can go through and it'll kind of rate where you are at these five levels. And, it's not completely scientific. It doesn't mean that you can bypass the other one, but it ranks where your mental process is.
Mm-hmm.
As you'll notice, though, the discernment level is the action level. So it doesn't gauge action. It only gauges your thoughts and your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out at programyourlife.org and also go to riseofthechosenones.com if you're interested in the book and you want to know more about the five attainment levels, if you want to know about the key concept matrix or the dynamics model. There's a lot more in the book that I wasn't able to talk about.
Well, and of course, this is a process, and as you say, it's individual. And so, in a sense, you get to write your own chapter of Joe's book as you go through this process because, we are individuals. This isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of program here, right?
No, not at all. I mean, yeah, everybody has to go through this on an individual level. As a matter of fact, I'm writing a companion workbook to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It has spaces so you can kind of fill in as you go through the book. The things that you want to change, the beliefs you have, the goals you want, how you want to give back to the world, those kinds of things. They're all going to be in the workbook. So, you can actually kind of have that, and it becomes kind of a roadmap for your life once you're done going through it.
So,
that'll
Joe,
be coming out soon.
How did this become real for you?
Well, so this is just kind of part of my journey because,
You're a master teacher now. So you're at the master teacher level. This is what this is, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I really feel that I'm at the journeyman level. I'm in the action part right now.
Oh, okay.
So I don't consider myself a master. I mean, I can see what the master level is from where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who are masters. I've got some mentors in this area. But I don't consider myself a master yet because I'm still becoming. I'm still creating. I'm still reaching out but the teacher part is where I'm kind of moving into the master level. But like I said, this has kind of been my personal journey because, I wanted to figure out a way to choose myself for greatness because I didn't feel like I'd been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did is in the process of doing this, I figured out how to choose myself for greatness. I figured out how to set some goals. I figured out how to change my beliefs. And I figured out how to get through these personal development concepts and use them in an effective way. And not get lost in it.
Exactly.
Because you can really get lost in this process if you don't know when to use each piece. Okay?
Yeah.
Because there's some higher level strategies that you should wait until you're ready for them.
Exactly.
Things like the business strategies. If you haven't dealt with your personal beliefs, if you haven't gotten in alignment, you haven't forgiven yourself, accepted yourself, set a vision for your life, you're not ready for that part. Because
right.
You've got internal conflict. That's going to prevent you from moving forward.
Yeah, you're going to waste time, resources, relationship. I mean, it's endless. We know that, within 5 years, 80% of new businesses, which we're going to start having a lot more new businesses opening up, fail as a result. Joe Parker. Thank you, Joe.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bill Martinez live.
Come, they told me, pa, 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 pa. Newborn king to see, pa, 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 pa. Our finest gifts we bring, pa, 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 pa.
Aren't you blessed by the talent that we're surrounded by? I mean, this is becoming one of my new favorite Christmas CDs from Pentatonix. I mean, brilliant and so gifted and talented, and a great time of the year to be sharing their Christmas. By the way, more tweets coming. Hey, Martinez, tell us more about the Hillsong movie, Let Hope Rise, that you're going to be giving away. Yeah, we're going to start doing that tomorrow, so make sure you send me an email. Get it into me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me to, you want to be in the running for the Hillsong DVD. We're going to do everything we can to get it to you. I don't know if we'll get it to you before Christmas, but around Christmas. We'll get it out right away. So we'd love to put one in your hands. So just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. With us next is Dr. Andrew Jacobs. He's one of the country's most respected sports psychologists. He works with athletes of all ages, from youth athletes to collegiate professional and Olympic competitors as well. Called a pioneer in mental training. He's one of the first sports psychologists to work with a U.S. Olympic team, a professional team, and a university athletic department. Dr. Jacobs, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be with you again. How are you
today? Good to have you back. Hey, I'm doing wonderful. It's, you know, my favorite time of year. I love this time of the season, a time to show goodwill to one another, including when you're fighting for that last parking space, by the way, at the shopping mall, right?
Yes, that's correct, and also the best spot to tailgate at a pro football game.
Yeah, exactly. we can share some good things with one another, but we want to talk, you know, right now about performing under pressure, what it takes to win, and I think we're going to be running into this a little bit more dramatically in, you know, the months, dare I say, the years ahead, because I think we're on the brink of some explosive activity where there will be an increase in productivity. And with that will come, you know, some pressure to perform. And we need to approach this in a healthy way. And I know that's what your book is all about, you know, Let 'Em Play, is that there's a healthy way to embrace pressure and to take advantage of it and kind of use that, you know, that kind of karate type of mentality of letting, you know, that pressure serve us and not to buck against it, right?
Well, I agree with you. And in our book, we try to talk about the book's a guide for parents and coaches who get their kids involved in youth sports and teach them how to do it the right way. And the whole purpose of our book is to educate and parents and coaches and kids as and officials as well as a guide to help them understand the pressures that happen. And I think one of the things that I've seen in the 36 years I've worked as a sports psychologist, and I've been fortunate enough to work with the Olympic team and professional teams and college teams all the way down to little kids, is everybody has to deal with pressure, Bill, in some way. You know, mm-hmm. you have to deal with it on your job. I have to deal with it on my job. It's part of life. And I think with young people today, if we can teach them that it's part of life, not to be scared of it, not to be afraid of it, but to learn to embrace it and to understand it, it will give, I think, young people a much greater chance to succeed as they get older.
Yeah, because what's the end goal here?
Well,
right?
What is the end goal? You know, that's a great question. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, for everybody's, to me, it's to live a healthy, happy life, to have good relationships, to get along with people, and to enjoy who I am and be successful in what I do. And I would hope that that's what most people think. But, you know, the key thing is we're going to run into obstacles, and I don't care what those obstacles are. They could be personal. They could be professional. They could be sports-wise, business-wise. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You're going to have those obstacles, and you have to have a way to handle it. And what I found is with a lot of young kids today, instead of learning that failure and screwing up is okay, mm-hmm. they're yelled at and screamed at by coaches. I just read, Bill, I get Sports Illustrated, and mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago they had a huge story all about the status of football in the United States. And in within this article, and it was a huge article, there was a section in there about football down in Texas mm-hmm. and how 3- and 4-year-olds are playing football, tackle
wow.
football in Texas.
3- and 4-year-olds? Wow.
Yes, and being yelled at and screamed at by parents and coaches. Curse that. Okay, wow. And I'm reading this, and it made me sick to my stomach, because why would you do that with 3- and 4-year-old kids?
Right.
Okay, but, you know, the mentality is we're going to toughen them up. Well, 3- and 4-year-old kids don't need to be toughened up.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you a video of some Middle East graduating class. I'll show you toughen them up and what they're training 4- and 5-year-olds to do. And you might think there might be some insane type of relevance here and association between these two entities, America versus the Middle East, and the kind of stuff they're teaching, you know, 4- and 5-year-olds. These are 4- and 5-year-olds. This is just one, certainly this is just one class. No, this is what has pervaded their culture. And here we are in our own way here in America. I mean, you know, we talk about Texas, but how many other cities are doing the same thing? Because, you know, this is a manifestation of other things happening around the country, not just reserved just for Texas, right?
Oh, of course. And, you know, I got a call a few weeks ago from a therapist in New York asking me about the parents of a 3-year-old client that she had who were getting encouraged to sign their 3-year-old up for a youth soccer league. And I said, why in the world would you sign your 3-year-old up for a league?
Wow.
I mean, you know, I said, run, don't walk as far away from those people, try to get them to sign up as possible. There's this competitiveness mm-hmm. that's being driven down the kids at younger and younger ages. And yeah, you know, I'm all for competitiveness. I'm all for succeeding and winning. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, only one team comes in first place. Only one person, you know, comes in first place in a race. Everybody can be successful and be a winner if they all accomplish their goals. And I think,
exactly,
you know, and a lot of people say, well, that's a weak way of looking at this, Doc. Come on, you're encouraging people to not succeed. I go, no, that's quite the contrary. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraging people to try to accomplish their goals and succeed and be the best they can be. Well, you know, only one team's going to win the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. Only one team won the World Series. The Cleveland Indians made it to the World Series. They're still winners.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, everybody's talking about the Cubs. Well, the Cubs are great. Oh, that's awesome for them. But the Cleveland's a winner, too.
Right, exactly.
You know, just because they didn't come in the very top doesn't mean they're not successful. And I think we have to teach people that you don't have to finish in first place to be successful. And you don't need to be yelled at and screamed at when you're 3 and 4 and 5, 6 years of age because you made a mistake. You need to be taught what was the mistake about. And how can you grow from it and learn from it and hopefully get better the next time?
You know, you were just bringing out something in terms of, I think, timing and what things, you know, people can learn. And we were just talking with Joe Parker about this before we brought you on, Dr. Jacobs, and that is that, you know, things need to happen and be unveiled at just the right time for them to really take the proper route. I mean, if you got a 3-year-old, in my opinion, if you got a 3-year-old that shows some interest in soccer and they want to do it at 3 years old, I'd take them out to the backyard, just go kick the ball back and forth. I mean, what would that do in terms of, you know, relationship for the parent and the child, and just kind of, you know, just have a good time. Let them get used to developing that skills of kicking the ball as opposed to, you know, putting the kids out there and they're all swinging their legs, kicking each other's kneecaps and what have you, you know?
No, I agree. Bill, I've hosted a radio show here in Kansas City for 25 years, and my show's on every Sunday morning. And yesterday, my topic was about sports and society, and I had a guy call in who has a 6-year-old who has started wrestling. And he told me that he wants him to start at 6 so that he doesn't fall behind before he's 10.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, and let's have a steroid package for him next, because that's the next level, and you just keep pushing and pushing, and then you wonder what's going on, you know, and you know, next thing you know, the 6-year-old is slamming his 7 or 5-year-old sister into the carpet. I don't know, you know, maybe I'm overemphasizing this a bit, but I think we need to do this in a measured sort of way, and as you say. And we were saying earlier, and I want to talk a little bit more about that, is that, you know, what's the goal? What it's all about? Dr. Andrew Jacobs is with us. We got more from Dr. Jacobs right after this. Stay with us, America.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I'm hearing the ukulele. I'm thinking maybe Mele Kalike Maka. You know, you got me set up here, Scott. You know, pentatonics, man. We're reaching out here. This is great. I love the white spans. Hey, we need some mariachi Mexican, you know, little mariachi Christmas music too as well, beyond little Jose Feliciano. So we got to dig into the archives and pull some of that out. 14 before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Dr. Andrew Jacobs is with the author of the book, Just Let 'Em Play. He's one of the country's most respected sports psychologists. Andrew, I got to tell you, congratulations on the book. People want to get their hands on it. You know, we talk about you know, winning in the book about it's about the process, not necessarily the score, because there's so much that can be missed out if all we're focused on is the score, especially, you know, for young people involved in athletics.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that gets me is the parents who get involved with youth sports because they think their kids are going to be professional athletes or collegiate athletes. And nobody really knows at a young age how good their kids are going to be. They have to develop and have a chance to grow and get better at things. But so many parents are into the score, winning the championship and, you know, getting that first place trophy that they forget about the whole experience. And so exactly. One of the things we talk about in the book is the title, Just Let Them Play. Let kids go out and play and enjoy the experience. In fact, I have two co-authors, Bill. One, Jeff Montgomery, pitched for years with the Kansas City Royals. He has the Royals all-time record for most saves. He has over 300 saves. He's a three-time All-Star. And Pete Malone coached swimmers for 40 years, had five gold medalists, but coached over 10,000 kids. And they all didn't win medals.
Right.
And the whole thing, the reason I had them write the book with me is I work with both of them, but each of them coached my kids. My oldest son played baseball. My younger son swam all the way into college. And what I loved about the way they coached the kids was it's about success, learning, and growing. And, you know, they failed. They screwed up all the time. But it's like my kids did. And it's like, okay, how are we going to get better from that? What are you going to learn from that? And my kids didn't like to fail at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because neither do I. But it's like, right. let's learn from it.
It's all part of the process, yeah.
Yeah, and it just blows my mind. There was a game once we're walking away out of a baseball, a youth baseball area complex, and there was a guy pulling his bat bags, a big, big, giant guy with his son crying behind him, who's about 8 years old, and he's yelling at the kid, "I can't believe you struck out, because you struck out in the last inning, we lost the game." I'm sitting there thinking, this kid's about 8 years old crying. Well, you know, he probably should say, "Well, Dad, I struck out just so I could tick you off." I mean, right. Why do you think he struck out?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, it's going to happen. And so I think we have to teach parents not to live their lives for their kids, but let the kids learn to experience it and let them have the chance to understand that it's about playing and growing and learning, not about the results.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you touched on something here just a moment ago, Andrew, about but so few actually realize a major league experience, and that sort of thing. And how many of them, as they were young kids, said, "Hey, give up. You're never going to be successful at baseball. You're never going to be able to throw the football. You know, you are just near worthless. You need to do something else." They've heard that kind of, mind molding and suggestion in their lives. And, they were so determined, and sometimes they took that negative thinking and turned it into a positive. But you know, it's a shame, and it is really sad. You know, when you hear stories about, and I see this at little league games, and you know, at soccer matches and things like that, where the parents are living through the kids. It's a vicarious experience. And, and the things that they say to the kids that are just, you thinking, wow, you just did that to your own child. You just devastated them. Why would you do that?
Well, it's because of egos. And I'll tell you, Bill, I've had a private practice for 36 years. And the one issue I deal with more people on than anything else is self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I have younger and younger kids coming into my office now who have terrible confidence problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're really good kids, or they're really good students and athletes. But they'll have a parent or a coach who will demean them and ridicule them because they screwed up and they're not good enough, and they'll use all kinds of derogatory terminology and language with them about how bad they are instead of trying to help them get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so then these kids who might be really talented end up getting scared to go out and play because they're so afraid to screw up, they don't give themselves a chance.
Exactly. Just what they want to do is come home and hear how they screwed up and get, you know... abused at that point. I'm going out for chess, you know. I think I'm going to go be a chess champion or something.
The bottom line is, you know, if you miss a free throw or you drop a pass or you strike out, you know you did that.
That's right.
You don't need your mom or dad or your coach belittling you because you screwed up. You already know you did.
Mm-hmm.
So the key thing to give kids a chance to succeed is to get them to understand why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And how they can grow from it, get better from it the next time, rather than to beat them up emotionally, because that doesn't do them any good. Yeah. And it's going to affect everything else in life that they go through as well, not just the sports.
Yeah. What is it about our wiring, Andrew, that we want to hold on to those less than successful moments? I mean, I can look back on my athletic endeavors, and I was very fortunate. I was on some good teams, and we had some great experiences. But some of the most glaring ones are the less than moments, and it drives me nuts. I try to vacate those, but, you know, it's all part of it.
Probably, Bill, excuse me, but probably you were told when you screwed up that you screwed up and you shouldn't have screwed up. And when you succeeded, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you did what you're supposed to do, you know, you got the hit or you made the basket or you won the tennis match, well, you're supposed to do that.
Right. Well, I think probably it's more self-indicting because my dad was the greatest dad. I mean, he coached us, you know, through American Legion and as little kids, we were involved in baseball. We were a baseball family, and he was always very, very encouraging. So it probably didn't come from some kind of coaches, maybe some, you know, a little bit of that. But, I don't know. Maybe it's just that competitive part of you that, keeps pushing you forward to, you know, practice and try a little bit harder and, you know, spur you on to that. I don't know. Maybe it's...
Well, I had a physician call me over the weekend who I work with and ask me this question. Why can't I be happy? Because whatever I do is never good enough. And, you know, we talked about it, and it came from her dad because her dad always drove her to be better. Whatever she did, it had to be more. And if it was that, then it could be more the next time.
Right.
So I said, sometimes you have to, you know, the old statement, stop and smell the roses.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to do that. You know, sometimes you need to appreciate, wow, that was fun. Maybe I didn't win, but gosh, I got better. And wow, that makes me feel good.
You see, that to me, that's what spurred the first question I asked you, and that is, what's the big picture? What's the end result here? And you talk about obstacles, which reminds me of one of my favorite sayings. You know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. If you know what the goal is, then, you know, you're going to be all over the place because there's going to be plenty of bumps along the way. But if your goal and you're fixed on the goal, then, a bump's going to, derail you for a little bit, but then you're going to get back on track again.
Yeah. And one of the things that I work with people on and is this. I ask them to write five lists out when they first come see me, their goals, strengths, weaknesses, fears, and distractions. Mm-hmm. And then we come up with a game plan, a mental game plan on how they can accomplish those goals and work through the other things. And one of the things I emphasize to people every day is before you go to bed at night, before you get in bed, think about tomorrow. I always encourage people to keep journals because I think those are real helpful.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And in the journal, write down what happened that day, but finish it with a positive and have a goal for tomorrow that you know you can accomplish. Give yourself a goal, a challenge for the next day, something you know you can do. Mm-hmm. And what happens is you'll start to see the more you do that, the better you're going to feel because you're going to start to see you're getting things done. Now, if there's an obstacle you're having trouble with, set short-term goals. You know, step by step to get there. Don't try to get the whole thing overnight because it's going to be hard to do.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is all part of the process. You know, I tell my kids, and now my son's echoing it back to me. He goes, yeah, Dad, I know. You got to crawl before you walk, before you run. Exactly. I mean, you go through the process, and it's tough. I think particularly for kids in this generation, I call them the kids of the microwave generation. You know, they're yelling at the microwave, hurry up, you know, and
they just want to move fast enough.
Exactly.
They want to be taken care of before they can go through the process to do it.
Right.
And the process of learning about yourself, I have found, is what teaches you to get better down the road. Because you said, you know, what's the end goal? The end goal is to feel you've accomplished something, but to accomplish that, you've got to work through, you know, you're maneuvering down the rapids.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's some big time rapids and some smooth waters, but you got to figure out how to maneuver the whole path.
Yeah, you're getting in the field. I mean, you're out of the bleachers, you're on the field. So, hey, good news, at least you're out there, and along with it, you're going to deal with the pressures. And as you get through the process, you're going to find out what pressure may have gotten to you, 6 months ago, a year ago. This is why a journal is so important, as you say, because then you can look back and say, wow, you know, hey, I overcame that. I mean, compared to this, I mean, you know, what am I doing? And so it helps to advance the cause, doesn't it?
Yes, totally. And what I have found, and there was one lady I worked with years ago who was not an athlete. She was just working on self-esteem issues with me, and I encouraged her to start keeping this journal. And she worked with me for about 6 months, and when we were done, she said, you know, I've learned so much about myself, but the biggest thing I've learned is from this journal about the patterns of my behavior and how I act and how I deal with people. And that has helped me so much to look at myself much deeper and to understand who I am. And that has stuck with me. That was almost 25 years ago, but that has stuck with me throughout the years because it really does help people to give yourself some introspection, and it helps you get better. And that's the end goal to me, is getting better.
And then you're releasing somebody else that's taking this gospel out there, and they're not out there damaging people or damaging their kids, right? They're being a positive asset and a spokesperson into other people's lives, which is, I think, all good for all of us, isn't it?
I agree.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Well, congratulations on the book. Where can they go for more information, get their very own copy just in time for Christmas?
Yeah, Just Let Them Play. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and it's also available on my website, which is winnersunlimited.com. And it's in an ebook on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, so feel free to get it. It's had a lot of positive feedback on it so far.
Hey, now you know why he's one of the country's most respected sports psychologists. Dr. Andrew Jacobs, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate the time. And that is a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow on Bill Martinez Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes